ركابة المكرمة, the first house of Allah. Our hearts yearn for it. Our hearts gravitate towards it. It was closed for Mu'tamirin for a number of months at various levels, allowing only local Mu'tamirin at some stage in a very, scaled down Hajj this year. And now with the opening towards international travelers, we have a group from South Africa that have arrived in the kingdom and have had the opportunity to perform the Umrah. We're joined on the line from Saudi Arabia by Sheikh Hassan Yusuf Pandey from the Al Jim Foundation. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahab. Shukran jazilan to you and to your listeners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakat and ease and khairat.
Alhamdulillah, it's such a nice feeling just listening to you this afternoon, knowing that you are in the holy lands, the blessed lands, and that you've been able to perform the Umrah. Take us through your experience.
I think what is important is just to emphasize in terms of the process of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the Ministry of Hajj and the authorities that is currently supervising this process, mashallah, tabarakallah, very well organized. And the systems are very well fitted up.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I was explaining to the listeners and to yourself, Mufti Sahab, so at the time that we arrived onto the Mataf, alhamdulillah, you have your marshals that would direct you into the queues where you'll find that there is about something like four round cycles where the Hujjaj, the elderly, are given the option of being closer to the Haram, and then the younger people and pilgrims are then left on the outer skirt of the Mataf. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, then you are allowed to perform your Umrah, which is quite different from what we were accustomed to be in the past, because obviously you have to be maintaining the social distancing, you have to be wearing your mask at all times, must ensure that there is 2 meters in front and behind you, that there is nobody that is coming closer to you. So you've got to be conscious of your distance, and at the same time you have to be focused on your ibadah as usual, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. But I think just the mere fact that it is that overwhelming fear factor that you have been called, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present and close to His sacred house, and you can communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without anybody actually coming in front of you or maybe pushing you or something to that. Not that it is an issue, it's not something which we don't want to see happening going forward, just that we are not accustomed to those kind of surroundings, because it is a human wave, it is a human energy that we as a ummah embraces as we float around that beautiful mataf, around the Baytullah al-Atiq. And that was very much actually felt in the fact that you've got to be conscious of how your distance is to the next person and in front of you, and the marshals are all the time ensuring that your mask is over your nose. So that is also something that is something completely new now for us in this new dispensation that civilization is entering and that is unfolding in the 21st century. Nevertheless, I think for me as a person, mashallah, as a abdan shakuran, is just that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still the most merciful as always, and has given us this opportunity. And if it is given to me, it is given to any simple, ordinary human being out there, that the house of Allah is accessible once again to the ummah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that we must continue to flock this house as civilization is going into a challenge in this 21st century. So inshallah ta'ala, from there, after you finish, they would now direct you into the area where you cannot any longer make salah on the mataf. You have to go to the first floor where en route to the Mas'a, to the Sa'i in Safa and Marwa. That is where you can now make your salat of the rak'atayn of the Umrah, and you make your dua, which is quite directly onto the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, which is also something which is quite spacious. Obviously, you have to maintain your distance when you make your salah. They also don't give you zamzam, you cannot pour zamzam out of the canisters as we used to. They either give you the bottled zamzam, or a marshal comes around that does the saqi, the pouring of the zamzam from a special canister, and then from there we proceeded to the haram to the mas'a, to the Safa and Marwa, where there was not really any difficulty. There was not a specific protocol to follow. You just have to be mindful of keeping the distance, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, that had gone very, very well, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. I think also what is important to know is that whilst we were doing the Sa'i, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we could engage with the kitabs freely, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, you could still use the zamzam that is along the side of the mas'a as we were used to in the past, alhamdulillah. And once you finish, obviously they don't allow you to do any crowding at the Safa and Marwa. There you have to maintain your distance, and they are very precautious at that ends of the two mas'a, of the mas'a between Safa and Marwa. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I think what is just important is that the soul is still connected, alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, despite the circumstances. It's a brand new it's a renewal of the soul, alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It's a kafara min umrah ila umrah. Allah yataqabbal inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up for all the ummah of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Jazakallah khair.